Hey, hey, my busy sister friends. Welcome back to another episode on the Grace-Filled Leader podcast. Today's episode was actually inspired by an interaction that I had with a colleague recently. It isn't even the episode I had planned, but it was just such a blessing to me, and it was a perfect example of where we all find ourselves at one time or another as a busy working mom. We battle the desire or pressure of being great at our professional roles and being great as a mom and a wife. And sometimes the three just can't happen at the same time. Today is a little pause for me to just stop and give you permission to not be perfect. So stay tuned for all the details of my exchange and what that means for you. Are you working so hard at trying to do your best at work and for everyone else in your life that you have nothing left for yourself? Do you want to be seen as a good person, a good leader, a good Christian, so you say yes to almost everything and feel guilty saying no or setting boundaries around your time? I spent most of my life trying to find my value in seeking the approval of others, achieving success in school and in my career, and trying to be whatever I thought made me pleasing to everyone else. And guess what? I still didn't feel good enough. God changed all of that for me, and I know that you can find freedom from people-pleasing and approval-seeking too. I know that you can create more time for the things that matter most, without guilt and without shame. I know that you can find fulfillment outside of the approval of others, just like I did. God changed my life through Christian life coaching and planted it in my heart that I needed to honor Him by serving other women in this way. Let me help you create more breathing room, more space in your day so that you can better hear God's leading. Go to gracefilledleader.com to learn more. That's grace, G-R-A-C-E, filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, leader, L-E-A-D-E-R.com. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. I was in a late afternoon meeting the other day doing some project work with some wonderful professional women, and I just sensed that one of them was struggling with something. It wasn't obvious, and she was doing the awesome job that she always does, but I could just feel a different energy. So after our meeting, I asked her if she was okay, and bless her heart, she was completely honest and said, "No, not really. I'm really struggling. How did you know? I was working so hard at not letting it show or affect my work." And I told her that's just who I am. I can literally feel a room, so I can just sense a different energy. So she proceeded to share that it's been a really rough couple of months with her very young children being without daycare and then the whole family getting sick one after the other. And now one of them was really sick again and she was feeling torn. Like, torn between career and mom, the good old mom guilt, you know, we've all been there. She's torn between her commitment to her career and her desire to be a good mom. Haven't we all been there a time or two or 100 times? And as we talked some more, we uncovered more of what we also often struggle with. Not only do we think we need to be perfect at our jobs and perfect moms, but we have to be perfect cooks and perfect homemakers and perfectly attractive for our spouses. But do we? Who really puts that burden upon us? Sometimes others do, and certainly it's reinforced by all that we see around us, but oftentimes we actually put that pressure on ourselves. The reality is, sometimes we have to just focus on the urgent and important and let the other stuff go. Sometimes good enough is good enough. And the other important thing to remember, at least this is what I learned from actually my grown daughter, as I was asking her about her childhood. Unfortunately, she and her brother had two parents that worked a lot. My husband owns a small business and works a crazy amount of hours and worked 3 times as many when my kids were younger. And then I've always worked full-time and worked far more than full-time after, especially after we both became leaders. He's always been a leader in that he owned the company, but I became a manager and later a director while my kids were still fairly young. So I just gave a lot to my job. Anyway, I asked my daughter if she regretted or resented anything about her childhood. And she said, no, not really. There were times that they wished we had more time together and that work didn't take up so much of our time and energy. But she also reinforced that she is grateful for the example of hard work that we set. The example for me as a career woman that it's possible to be a good mom and a career woman at the same time. She was grateful for the life that we were able to provide to our kids because of both working full time. And she reminded me that time is more about quality than quantity. Her best memories were the very simple things that didn't cost money, but were just time spent. When the kids were little, I used to try to take 2 weeks off in the summer just to be home with them. We'd play in the yard, go to the beach. Sometimes we'd take a little weekend trip together, maybe down to the zoo or something like that. And she really counts that among her best memories, just being together. She never once said that she wished I would have cleaned my house more or bought more things for them. She valued bits of meaningful time, and she's grateful that she had traditional parenting values, that she grew up under traditional parenting values. While there were times that it meant more rules and consequences than some of her peers, she now sees the value of us parenting in a way that helped her become more responsible humans, helped her and her brother become more responsible humans. And we parented always with the message that it was because we loved them, we wanted to help them become responsible people, and we wanted to keep them safe. Certainly between the ages of probably 13 and 17, it's pretty hard to convince your kids that you're trying to keep them safe and that your rules are out of love. But it does come back around and they do realize it. So my kids did not have perfect parents by any means, and they didn't have stay-at-home parents, but they had parents that loved them, provided for them, demonstrated a strong work ethic, and tried to teach them just how to be good human beings. My babies are now in their 20s, and this colleague of mine that I'm talking about still has babies that are in their toddler years. So she has lots of years to, I guess, take wisdom from what I can't get back. And my advice was to her was, number one, never feel guilty for prioritizing motherhood. The dishes and the laundry can wait. And Probably a few things at work can wait until tomorrow also. So go snuggle with your babies. Take a breath and know that good enough is good enough. Number two, work-life balance is not about everything being in a 50-50 balance at all times. It's about finding some semblance of harmony and accepting that some seasons require more in the work realm and others require more of us in the life and mothering realm. The trick really is figuring out how to give each what it needs in the moment and meeting the basic needs of the other at the same time. It means neither is perfect, ever. Number three, I gave her permission to be imperfect. We need to learn to give ourselves grace and accept imperfection. Number four, I shared that the less I worry about my performance and what people think of me, the more freedom I have felt and the more confident I have become both as a career woman and in my parenting. I cannot be anything different than who I am. And people get to choose whether or not that's good enough for them or not. Ladies, you will never regret a snuggle on the couch or a walk in the sunshine. Trust me. So if you're still in the years of having babies that will snuggle you on the couch, or if you have a moment to take a walk in the sunshine, just do it. The rest will take care of itself. I don't know if this resonates with any of you busy mamas today, but I hope it did. I hope you can find a kernel of wisdom and give yourself some grace. If you feel crazy, you are not. You are normal. Life is crazy and messy and beautiful all at the same time. Just know that you are right where you're meant to be, and this too shall pass. As always, my dear sister friends, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.